Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Simply reading the word, or even just meditating the word, meditating on the word, will not build faith. It will build a capacity for faith. But faith is only built when that word becomes a part of our daily use, our daily conduct, a part of our daily speech. That's when faith grows. When that word becomes a part of our daily conduct, a part of our daily use, a part of our daily speech, then that's when faith grows.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Jesus said, you know, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then in the 24th verse he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now these two verses of scripture are my favorite verses in the Bible. I guess the reason they are that these verses are the verses that brought me off of the bed of affliction. Praise the Lord. Now, faith must be fed upon God's word. A lot of people wonder why they're not growing in faith. Well, many times they're not feeding on God's word. But faith will grow by feeding it and exercising it. In other words, we feed upon God's word and then we exercise our faith or act on God's word. Act that faith. We have to be doers of the word, not hearers only, for the word to work for us. You know, James said, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Now, doers of the word means that we act upon the word. Well, that involves these scriptures here that we're talking about just as much as any other scriptures, doesn't it? We act upon these scriptures. Simply reading the word, or even just meditating the word, meditating on the word, will not build faith. It will build a capacity for faith. But faith is only built when that word becomes a part of our daily use, our daily conduct, a part of our daily speech. That's when faith grows. When that word becomes a part of our daily conduct, a part of our daily use, a part of our daily speech, then that's when faith grows. Now, as faith grows, Satan's dominion over us wanes. Circumstances become less formidable, and fear is destroyed. I think nearly everybody sort of longs for the day when they could be delivered from fear. We have so many fears. And it isn't just lay members, ministers too. I mean, I know after I was a minister for a number of years, I was still bound by certain fears. But it's been so many years since I've had any kind of fear until it seems now like I never was afraid of anything or never had any kind of a fear. I know the time can come, praise God, that fear is destroyed and a thing of the past.
Amen.
Fear is destroyed. As your faith grows, you begin to possess your rights in Christ. You begin to take what belongs to you. At first, you begin to take the things that you merely hoped for before. You hope for money, now by faith you have it. And whatever it is, you've said, yes, by his stripes I am healed, but I'm sick. A lot of folks say that. Well, you see, you've agreed that the word's true, but you've not acted upon it because you said, I'm sick. If you'd acted upon the word, you'd said, the word says, by his stripes I'm healed and I'm not sick. That would have been acting upon the word. Are you hearing me? And then your symptoms would have disappeared. What has happened is that you've just merely agreed that the Bible is true. Well, you can agree that the Bible is true all day long and that won't affect your disease. It's when you act upon the Word of God that the Word becomes real to you. So you can reach the place by acting upon God's Word, knowing what it said, that all you do is just simply look up and say, Father, I thank Thee because Thy Word says, by Thy stripes I'm healed, and so I know I'm healed. And act upon that scripture. I remember way back when I was Baptist minister, young Baptist minister, because I'd received light on healing. I didn't know there's such thing as a full gospel movement. I never heard the name full gospel or assemblies of God. I didn't know such thing existed. I didn't really know that anybody else in all the world believed in divine healing except me. I'd never run into anybody believed in healing except me. And I can remember back there as a young Baptist boy preacher, when any kind of a symptom would attack my body, I'd stop that very minute and just start laughing out loud. Now, if I was around somebody, wouldn't, but I mean if it's by myself, because, you know, they'd think you're nuts. And so, and then I'd say to the devil, well, now, Satan, don't you know you can't put that on me? Don't you know that? The Word of God says I'm healed. The Bible said that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And I declare on the authority of God's word that I'm well. And so, see, I'd stand against sickness just like I'd stand against the temptation to sin. Are you hearing me? We need to take a stand against that which doesn't belong to us, and that certainly doesn't belong to us, does it? Anything of the enemy. And I just continued to praise God, and then I'd do something else. I remembered reading there in James where it said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Well, I knew here that temptation doesn't just mean in the sense we think of being tempted to sin, but temptation means trial or test. Count it all joy. And of course, a temptation to sin is a trial or test. But count it all joy when you fall into divers or different tests or trials. How many folks do that? And so I'd count it joy. I'd count it joy. Say, thank God for this test. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, a new Baptist? Oh, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. And I'd just go to praising God with all the fervor. And some way or another, sometime or another, in the midst of the praising God, the symptoms would all disappear and leave me. Then I can remember, and of course this was after I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we married, and our children came along, and when they were small, sometimes, you know, something would attack their body. I like something that one lady said here one day in a testimony meeting. Every time those children got sick, it made me mad. I'd just get mad at the devil. I'd go after him. Just hammer and tong. Most of the time when I'd kneel by the bedside, the first thing I'd do would start praising God. Now, I'm not praising God because the children are sick or have a fever. But I am praising God for another opportunity to believe His Word. Because, you see, it's acting on God's Word that causes my faith to grow. I am praising God for the test. And I'll be honest with you, about 8 times out of the 10, while I was praising God, I never did get to pray for them. They'd always get the healing while I was praising God. I remember one time particularly, I was kneeling by the bedside. That little girl was sick. She had fever. And there while I was thanking God for the test, thanking God for the privilege, because He said, count it all joy and you fall into divers temptations or divers tests or trials, and this is a test and a trial, isn't it? Isn't it?
Amen.
And I was joyous about it. He said, count it all joy. And while I was yet rejoicing and laughing, I felt suddenly, I had my hand on her forehead, and I felt her go cool. She was hot, you see, just cooled down under my hand. And I felt sort of disappointed. I didn't even get to pray about it. I didn't even, God's my witness, didn't even get to pray about it. And that happened about 8 times out of 10. We just didn't get to pray much about it. We'd start off that way, and they'd always get the healing. Well, that was actually faith acting on the word, wasn't it?
Amen.
Because the Bible did say, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Or, let's read it this way, tests or trials. And that's certainly a test, and that's a trial. I'd rather been sick myself than my children be sick. I'd consider it a greater trial, hadn't you? A little child. Well, thank God for the word. And so it's wonderful just to be able to look up and say, Father, I thank thee that I am what you say I am. You say I'm healed, so thank God I'm healed. Praise the Lord. I am healed. Believing, friends, is possessing. The Bible said, he that believeth hath. He's not going to get it. Somebody said, I believe I'm going to get it sometime. That's not Bible believing. He that believeth hath. He has it. He has it because he believes. Faith grows in the atmosphere of the confession of the Word of God. Now, we're not talking about the confessing of sin. If we have done wrong, we confess it and he forgives us. But I'm talking about the confession of what we are in Christ, the confession of what Christ is in us, the confession of what the Word of God says belongs to us. And that confession of our lips that's grown out of faith in our heart certainly puts us over that mountain or that insurmountable something that seems to stand between us and victory.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Living Faith Conference coming up October the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be at Faith Christian Outreach Church. That is in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, with Pastors Monty and Peggy Knudsen.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.